born on August 4th, 1901, in a poverty-ridden town in New Orleans, nicknamed the Battlefield. Louis Satchmo Armstrong had everything stacked against him. After his father left him at a young age, his mother resorted to prostitution to help support Louis, leaving him alone with his grandmother most of the days. Trying to fend for himself, Louis Armstrong would spend most of his time singing on the street corners for spare change. But with his troubled youth, he found himself in juvie after firing a pistol during a New Year's Eve celebration. During his 18-month sentence, Louis describes his time at the Colored Wife Home for Boys as the time he and music got married. What seemingly looks like the beginning of a long downturn of a young man's life turned into one of the most pivotal times in this jazz legend's extraordinary life. In his 20s, he took his passion for jazz music up to Chicago and New York and blessed his bands and fans for years on end. In Chicago, while playing in a band, he met his future wife, Lil Hardin, who knew far too well that Louis' skills and talents were too great not to be shared with the world. Lil coined him the world's greatest trumpet player. Owning this new title as the world's greatest trumpet player, Louis Armstrong's career skyrocketed, even landing himself the position of musical ambassador during the Cold War in the 1950s. Louis traveled all over the world playing jazz music for the United States of America. When Louis turned 60, his hit song Hello Dolly surpassed the Beatles as the number one song, making him the oldest musician in American history to lead the charts as number one. Recorded in 1967, Louis's most iconic songs, What a Wonderful World, had been created. However, it was not until 20 years later, 16 years after Louis' death, that this beautiful work of music had really taken off and exploded with popularity. If there's anything that we can take away from the life of the father of jazz, it is to live with passion, even when life's odds may be stacked against you. For when you live with passion and do what you love, your voice may live on much, much longer than you do.